Wednesday means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment here on Current State, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature Kids Read Comics, a Michigan nonprofit that promotes comics for building youth engagement and creativity. This weekend marks their fifth annual Kids Read Comics celebration, which is being held at the Ann Arbor District Library. Dan Michigan is the co-founder of Kids Read Comics. He's a longtime comic book writer and co-creator of the superhero Blue Devil and the girls fantasy adventure series Amethyst, Princess of Gem World at DC Comics. Dan, welcome to Current State.
Hi, thanks.
How did Kids Read Comics come to be?
Well, it came to be because several of us who are in different facets of the reading world, kids world, comics world, came together at a moment that really was propitious. I was in a period in my writing career where I discovered that the folks at DC and Marvel Comics didn't know how to sell comics to kids anymore for fascinating business reasons that a business reporter could ask me about sometime. But it was harder and harder to write comics for the people that I wanted to sell comics to or communicate with through comics. At around that time, a writer friend of mine started an event in New York called Kids Comic Con. That got me inspired. I talked about it with a friend of mine, a cartoonist named Jersey Drozd in Ann Arbor, who said, oh, it would be great to do something like that here. And he knew a librarian in Chelsea, teen and youth librarian, who was very into comics and had been wishing that she could do a comic book convention for kids. Mm-hmm. We brought in the owners of Green Brain Comics, a great comic book store in Dearborn, so that we'd have those different perspectives and started to think about what it would be like to really bring, you know, the love of comics and the ability to do something creative with comics for kids.
Now, Dan, you are a few decades north of your teen years.
I am.
Why did you hold on to this desire to communicate with younger people through your work rather than your peers?
Well, I think that part of it is that's when comics, at that age, was when comics really spoke to me with you know, great resonance. That the adventure stories I read, the superhero stories I read, my take on superheroes is that what they really are is an opportunity for kids to do a kind of rehearsal for adulthood. They read the stories about somebody with great power, and they begin to realize, you know, someday I'm going to have power in the world. I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to use it. And that's the classic story that superhero comics told, but don't anymore because they can't reach the younger audience for those business reasons I was talking about. And I've always loved those stories, and I've always wanted to give that kind of experience to people who haven't had it.
There's something aspirational here then? Is that what you're saying? That kids respond to superheroes in a somewhat aspirational kind of way?
Right. I think it's below the surface. You know, I don't think they're saying, I'm coming here for this reason. They're coming for great pictures, the bright garishness of comic book art, and for the adventure and for the clever stories and all of that. But what they're finding, and a lot of the stories I write, are about characters who find something important that wasn't the thing they were looking for. What they find is a way of seeing the world and what they can do in the world. So aspirational in that sense. A kind of, I never want to write a story with a lesson, but I think any great story probably has one.
Mm. Does the process of reading a comic differ profoundly from that of reading a book?
I think it's similar in many ways. Different in the sense that it requires an understanding of how words and pictures work together. Mm-hmm. A comic book writer and a comic book artist are collaborating. It's not like a children's book where you have a text that then has illustrations added to it. It's a way of telling a story through both pictures and words. One of the workshops that we've done is, what was it called? Drawing narratively and writing, I can't remember, pictorially, something like that. So the idea is that the artist is telling a story and the writer is thinking in pictures, and then they work together. So as a reader, you have to pick up on what's going on. You have to pick up on the fact that any single panel of a comic book compresses the action into the moment that kind of contains all of the moments around it. I think the evidence that it's different from regular reading the best evidence is that there are so many adults who, if they didn't read comics when they were kids, don't know how to read comics.
Oh, interesting. Dan Mishkin's our guest here on Current State today. Dan's the co-founder of Kids Read Comics, and the annual Kids Read Comics event takes place this weekend at the Ann Arbor Public Library. Do you think kids have fewer opportunities to engage with comics today, or are they they're just not as popular, or they're not being created? I guess that's part of your message.
Right. I think especially at the time that we started Kids Read Comics, there was a real dearth of comics that were even being made for kids. We discovered that we were coming along at a time when a whole lot of people had the same idea. They knew that DC Comics, Marvel Comics, the monthly comic books basically were not going to be reaching kids, but you started to see people doing comics online. They were doing their web comics. Sometimes those web comics became published books, but published not by comic book companies, published by trade book publishers like Scholastic and First Second, which is a division of Macmillan, and Abrams, the art book publisher. They have all come up with divisions that are devoted to doing comics, and often comics for young readers, but they were not around when we started Kids Read Comics.
You have used the word dearth and the word propitious so far, and you cannot use those words in your comic book work. We're glad to give you an opportunity to really dust off these 50-cent words on Current State, words that you probably can't use in the comic.
Well, you know, what's really important, and I think any writer, not only a comic book writer, has to know who your audience is. You have to speak in a way that that particular audience is going to pick up on.
What kinds of kid-centric comics are out there today?
You know, there are great comics that are coming out in, again, in book form, and some from people who have been guests at our Kids Read Comics event or will be this weekend. We have had Raina Telgemeier, who has the wonderful book Smile, which is a memoir of her childhood, that was followed by drama, and she's got a new one coming out this fall called Sisters, which just are captivating books about her life experience told in the form of comics. Smile, I think, has been on the New York Times graphic novel bestseller list for 2 years now. So there are things like that. We have Frank Camuso, who has a new series of books about a young witch called The Misadventures of Salem Hyde. He's going to be at our event this weekend. There are really great things. Again, some of them are only web comics. There are people who are graphic artists during the day who want to do their wonderful web comic at night, and they do that.
Will this event run like other comic conventions and feature an artist alley?
Yes, we'll have a big artist alley. We have about 50 artists and writers, mostly from comics, some from animation and video games. But yes, they'll be there. And of course, it is all free. This is one of the great things. And we're so grateful to the Ann Arbor District Library, which puts in tremendous amount of work to make this happen. We'll have the artist alley on the first floor as people enter the library. And you'll just be able to go around and see what people are doing. And, you know, one of the things that we say to our artists who come to the show is that, yes, sure, we want you to sell your books. That's great. But our goal is not a commercial goal in the first place. It's about selling the love of comics, not selling the individual issues themselves. So we really encourage them to engage people, sometimes even have, you know, a mini drawing workshop right at their table.
Let's talk about a few more of those workshops. Mini drawing workshop, mini comics, I understand.
Yeah, we have Matt Fiesel, who's an artist from Hamtramck, does a wonderful 90-minute workshop, How to Make a Mini Comic. And you start out, the kids start out, and we're talking about kids who are probably so from 7 or 8 through early teens, and they're all sitting around a room, and Matt shows them what to do. They take a single sheet of 8.5 by 11 paper, and by the time they're finished 90 minutes later, they have folded it and cut and stapled so that they have an 8-page mini comic with a story that they've created right there during that workshop. And it's just wonderful. The pride that kids show in a comic that they've created is really tremendous to see. My theory about kids making comics is that kids who are inhibited about writing and kids who are inhibited about drawing somehow short-circuit those inhibitions when they have to do both at the same time.
Oh,
and so they just do comics. And doing comics is great.
Interesting. We're talking about the 5th annual Kids Read Comics Celebration taking place this weekend at the Ann Arbor District Library. Our guest is organizer Dan Mishkin. What's the turnout been like at your previous events?
You know, it's hard to tell exactly what our numbers are because we don't charge admission and because people are coming into the library for other things. But we felt last year like we had a minimum of 1,500 people who were really going there seeing part of our show.
Wow.
And, you know, we hope to get those numbers up. We were actually on the 3rd floor of the library last year, 1st floor this year, and that might encourage more people who didn't know what was going on to start to get involved.
Are there children artists that are involved in the artist alleyway?
Yeah, the youngest artist that we've had exhibit at Kids Read Comics was an 8-year-old. And we had her come because the previous year, she started talking to one of our tabling artists about what she needed to do to become an artist, to become a real artist. And she showed him the things that he had done. And he said to her, you know, you're already a real cartoonist. The only difference between you and me is which side of the table we're sitting on, which is what a wonderful thing to say to a kid. And the next year, she was there with the photocopied, stapled together comics that she had been charging her mother 25 cents for. She started charging 25 cents for people who came up, and a lot of people bought them. And you know what? When an artist alleys, artists will trade their comics. Yeah, oh, you give me yours, I'll give you mine. There were artists who had their $3 or $4 or $5 or $10 comics, and they would trade for her 25-cent photocopied comic because they treated her as a peer. What a great experience for a kid.
How is Kids Read Comics underwritten? How do you fund this effort?
Really, it's the Ann Arbor District Library that carries the lion's share of the expenses. We have a little bit of money. We, unfortunately, because it's a totally volunteer organization, haven't gotten our 501c3 federal tax-exempt designation yet, so we have very little money to spend. But Ann Arbor, you know, oh gosh, they do great things. They, you know, devoting the space, organizing it, advertising, printing up our program booklet, and just making everything, and feeding our guests. They feed lunch to our 50 guests every day.
If people want to lend you a hand in this effort, how do they do that?
Well, I think the best thing for them to do is to check our website at kidsreadcomics.org. That will contain ways of contacting us. kidsreadcomics@gmail.com allows them to reach us. And, you know, if they, I won't give advice on tax law, but if they want to give us money, you know, one of the things that I would really like to do that we haven't been able to do yet is to bring in more kids from farther away than Ann Arbor, inner city kids who might benefit from taking part in our show and, you know, having buses or vans or whatever. That's the first place I would put money that comes into Kids Read Comics.
Dan Mishkins, the co-founder of Kids Read Comics. The annual Kids Read Comics event takes place this weekend at the Ann Arbor Public Library. Dan, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you so much.